our job as practitioners. And so simple. Remembering that experience is happening right now. Recognizing that experience is being known. How much effort does it take to recognize that hearing is happening? It can be effortless, less of a doing and more of a remembering, a recognizing. It's natural for the mind to pick up the practice as something to make happen, something to try to do through great effort. One teacher said, "It is the truth that liberates, not our efforts to be free." What is the skillful kind of effort or engagement to support this recognition, this awareness of what's already happening in experience? The learning about the nature of our experience, this quality of wisdom, unfolds naturally, lawfully. As through this simple meeting of experience moment to moment, the mind begins to understand the nature of our experience. Begins to understand that experience is constantly changing. The reactive patterns of greed and aversion tend to glom onto experience from the view that they're more stable and solid and lasting than they actually are. How much energy goes into trying to get the conditions of our lives, how we want them to be, if only I had, or if only I didn't have this, fill in the blank, whether that's external conditions in our lives, conditions of our minds, patterns, conditions in the body. Inherent in this endlessly trying to avoid unpleasant experience and trying to hold on to pleasant experience is the view that we can somehow land with conditions in a stable way. In a lasting way. Greed and aversion have this view that, oh, when things are the way that I want and think they should be, then I'll finally be able to rest. Where can we actually rest?